And you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio, subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, pirate, or borrow. Please stand by.
When you get to hell, don't expect to see me there, my friend. You'll be there alone. I won't be there. You'll be there. I won't be there. And if you'd like to call me off the air, I'll be happy to discuss it with you. You're one of these guys that likes to call in and make little obscene remarks. That's because you have no brain for one thing. You have no courage for another. You're not a man. You're a shell of a worm that nothing but dead men's bones live inside of it. You don't have the courage to face anybody. But hey, Bill, have a nice night, and don't look for me in hell. I have no intentions of being there, but unless you make some drastic changes, I can assure you, my friend, you'll have a front row seat.
Because I'm evil in a league with
Satan! I'm in a league with Satan! I want you raised in hell! I want the streets of Salem! I want the living dead! You're the one to tell me! What's wrong or right? Bring the blood of children! Turn a brand night! Look out! Beware! When the bull most high ride! Every way I'm there! Every shadow in the night! I'm evil in a league with Satan! Evil in a league with Satan! His commands, when the God of men is settled in our hands. I'm in league with Satan. I love the dead. No one prayed for Sodom as the people fled. Look out, beware, when the bull most high ride. Everywhere I'm there, every shadow in the night. I'm evil in a league with Satan. Evil in a league with Satan.
In the past, let me say it again. Although we add a little touch of humor to the show at times and some of the callers, This is a very serious thing, and you callers should be well aware that what you are doing can be dangerous, because the God that we talk about a lot, that put all of this thing into motion, controls your next breath. And he is well able to keep you or take you out. And that's a crude terminology, but I would take that into consideration. And the Bible also does say that he will mock when their fear comes and laugh at their calamity. I would advise you to take under consideration what you say and give it a little forethought before you say it, because you're living on God's earth and breathing God's air.
Jesus loves me, yes I know. Jesus loves me, yes I know.
We want you to call and to discuss with us what you would like. We invite your calls. We invite your opinions, your comments. However, in the same respect, if you are only calling to provoke an argument, if you are only calling to cause dissension, please don't waste our time and yours, because there are people that are interested in what's happening that have honest opinions and would like to talk to us to find out what's going on, or because they need some answers. And so, as we do invite your calls, we do not care to be intimidated, nor do we care for harassing calls. So when you call us, if you are going to have something that's beneficial to say to our listening audience, fine. If not, don't bother to call.
Back injury.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been suffering with that?
About a week ago on the job. I work in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm believing God.
Tonight.
I just like that woman before the last one.
Yeah.
I have a testimony, I have a praise report a lot like hers. I tell you, I made an idol out of them psychiatrists. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had folks telling me, you know, you got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Me taking four or five different things.
I call them the gods of medical science.
Oh, yeah.
Many Christians just offer themselves up on their altars of sacrifice. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a serious thing.
It is. I took that Dilaudid, that Xanax, Ativan, took all of them.
Now what's happened to you?
Flushed them. When I got filled, baptized the Holy Ghost. I have been a free man.
Hey!
And I've saved me a lot of money, too.
I'm telling you, stand up. Your basket's getting ready to get healed right now. You ready?
Yes.
You standing?
Yeah.
Watch it. Shake!
I believe something's happening.
Hey, hey. I am waiting for you. Oh, Lord. I am waiting.
I can touch my toes. I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm leaning over, touching my toes. Shit, that hurt. Ow!
Yay!
I think you fucked me up, Steve.
Every mountain. This guy's just a jerk. I'll tell you something, folks. Some folks may not understand this, but I think I have to say it. Stand up, okay?
Yeah.
Some folks are just not going to understand this.
Okay. What are we going to do here?
Remember that prank caller that claimed that, you know, that his back was getting healed, and then he said, oh, no, my back's all messed up now. He said, ouch. Remember that?
Yeah.
I think the Lord told me that that which you have is going to come off of you.
Thank you.
It's going to go on him.
Hmm.
Stand up.
I am.
Which foot is it?
My whole right leg in my knee.
Stomp it down 3 times.
Do what?
Stomp it down 3 times.
Okay.
Loosed.
Okay, did you hear it?
Yep.
Okay.
Loosed.
Good.
Now move it around.
Move it around. All right.
Try, walk around.
Oh, and you're going to walk around with me.
Just walk. Just take it.
Oh, thank you. I thank God every night for healing.
Just take it.
Oh, I am.
Just watch it happen.
This feels a lot better. You know what? I was having bad pains in my hip sockets, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just watch it, lady. It's going. Thank you, Jesus. Mel in Minot, North Dakota, you called with your own money, didn't you?
I certainly did.
Well, I appreciate that. Sorry to keep you holding so long.
No, I'm just believing God. It's a financial issue that I was going to call about, and to me it's just stepping out in faith to, you know, to spend the money on the call. It's part of the whole thing. I'm just believing God about Steve, I've got to tell you this. I'll make it quick, but there's several of us here, and we were in prayer after that, you know, you jerk call,
yeah.
You know. And before you told that last lady the thing about her healing coming, you know, the illness or whatever, I mean, the injury
right.
going off of her and on to the fellow, somebody here, Paul here, had a word of knowledge about that. He has said almost the exact same words you did, that would happen.
Mm.
It's powerful. I mean, the power of God fell when you said it, you know, because it confirmed it. We were just all shaken here.
Mm.
We had been, you know, seriously, we believe in that kind of thing. You know, our God is a consuming fire. You
mm-hmm.
know, make light of those things. We were all just, we had been praying about that. You
yes.
know, praying that God would deal with that person. And also, and I'm sure you would approve of this too, we had a doll. We were sticking pins in it.
No.
No. The voodoo curse would go on.
No. Hold on. Talk to him about we don't want a voodoo curse thing here. You back with me now?
All the threats of God.
Yeah, listen. Hey, psst, hey.
Yeah?
Hey. No, we don't want to do voodoo curses. You don't do that.
Oh, but you just, you know, you just said that we, the.
No, we don't do that.
For him, we were burning those candles.
Well, whatever. We don't do that, okay? It's not voodoo. It's not curses. It's it's sowing and reaping, and sometimes it happens. And we got to pray for that young man. That guy needs some help. These guys need some help. You know, people praying. You know, look, voodoo. It's that's not of God. Okay, that's the powers of darkness, and we're not gonna get involved with that kind of stuff.
Voices on the radio sometimes.
What sort of voices, Charles?
Music. Telling me to kill. There's this one station I listen to. It's a devil station. I listen and I hear Satan telling me to kill. Sometimes I think this isn't real. It's not really messages. It's not making any sense. But then finally I figured it must be true.
because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you.
I'm fine, I'm fine. Dropbeat Network is in the house. I'm fine, I'm fine. Dropbeat Network is in the house. I'm fine, I'm fine. Dropbeat Network is in the house. I'm fine, I'm fine. Dropbeat Network is in the house. I'm fine, I'm fine. Dropbeat Network is in the house. I'm fine, I'm fine. Dropbeat Network is in the house.
Pop Defect Radio.
When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you.
Have said this in the past, let me say it again. Although we add a little touch of humor to the show at times and some of the callers, this is a very serious thing, and you callers should be well aware that what you are doing can be dangerous, because the God that we talk about a lot, that put all of this thing into motion, controls your next breath, and he is well able to keep you or take you out. And that's a crude terminology, but I would take that into consideration. And the Bible also does say that he will mock when their fear comes and laugh at their calamity. I would advise you to take under consideration what you say and give it a little forethought before you say it, because you're living on God's earth and breathing God's air.
Spinner! son's family and I went to Disney World in Orlando 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize it, but the day that we went down there, I found out later they call it Gay Day.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Encouraged the homosexuals.
No. You were there, Melba?
I was there on that day, and it was the worst experience of my life.
Can you tell me what you saw? I mean, some of this you probably can't describe on a family show.
Well, that's true. We saw several things that just were shocking. But the worst part of it was, besides just, you know, it was like these people would kiss openly, you know, and embrace. But if we gave them a funny look, they would say rude things to us.
So when they were kissing, they're the ones doing the weird things.
Right.
But if you look at them funny, then they get mad at you.
Oh, yes. They were very hateful. And the worst part of it was, I have a nephew who is a teenager. He went off and rode the rides and things by himself all day long.
Yeah.
When we met him back there at the pavilion and we all got back together, he had a little friend with him, a boy a year or two older. And this young boy that he said, I met a new friend here, and this boy was very, you know, effeminate. And he had like a pastel-colored triangle button on his...
Well, that's the gay rights symbol.
Well,
how old was this child?
18.
So this other boy was gay. At 18, he was already homosexual and proud of it.
We found that out later, Bob, see, and the horrible thing was that we, apparently, his daddy works for the Disney company.
Oh, my goodness.
We felt like Disney people were sending their kids to try to recruit, and Stefan has not been the same since.
Oh,
we think, because they were on... They kept riding the same ride over and over. Is that?
Uh-oh.
It's a Small World ride.
Yeah.
And
but, so that kid was after your son. I mean, that gay boy was after your son.
I think so. And ever since, now Stefan doesn't see him, but I understand that they ride back and forth.
Uh-oh.
This boy lives in California. And
Melba, you got to put a stop to that somehow.
Oh, Stefan uses... And I won't say anything nasty, you know, but he keeps saying, referring to weird expressions like bonus eggs and belching and things, and we don't know what he means.
Well, you don't want to know, and I don't want to tell you, but I'll tell you
and
what.
And that boy that he was with, I'm telling you,
no,
his voice was higher than yours is, Bob. He was such a sissy. Oh, it was
yeah, and he had the little pink triangle on.
Yeah.
Okay, I tell you what, Melba, I want to do right now.
All right.
Your child has come under the influence of the evil spirits of seducing homosexuality that were surrounding this other young lad.
Yeah.
And I want to pray with you right now.
Oh, please do.
In the name of Jesus, to break that hold. Okay, Melba?
In the name of Jesus.
All right, now, Melba.
I believe it.
I want you to say,
I, Melba.
As the mother.
Of my child.
Have the authority. According to the word of God. Over my child. God gives me authority. Over my child. And I also.
Have authority.
Over any demon in hell. That tries to steal my child. Lord Jesus. I raised my son right. I raised him to be a man. Not a homosexual. And I'm not going to allow. The devil. To steal my son. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of perversion. Take your hands. Off my son. Now. Go!
You go!
Go!
You go!
In the name of Jesus!
In the name of Jesus!
Set my son free!
Set him free!
In Jesus' name!
Oh, thank you, Jesus!
In Jesus' name!
Alabolo toya masanda! Oh, lakamatanda otoya!
Ah, you're getting a little blessed and happy there, Melba.
Okay,
now. Melba?
Alright,
now, Melba. Melba?
United Satanic Apache Front.
You're not... That doesn't sound like a group of rocket scientists.
I had a friend who was there at one of the mail trippers. This kid went through the Civil War in Nicaragua, so he's seen a lot. And he called me in tears.
You call this performance art?
$2,079. But glory be, we hear you, Lord. The Lord wants more. We still need more cash for Christ. Let it rain. Let it rain dollars for Christ. More, more, more. And the beast shall rise out of the pit and walk among the world. And great, great will be the devastation and desolation. And I tell you, woe to the man who is without the Lord. And woe to the man and woe to the woman who has not given generously to this ministry, who has not dug deep and sent cash or check to this anti-beast brigade of true believers who are girding now for battle. I beg you, send your dollars to Jesus now.
And glib delight upon his cross above my body, lowly me. Christ, forgive, forgive. Holy he holy, he holy. Shit, he forgives, shit, he forgives. Forgive, forgive. I, me, I vomit for you, Yesu. Christi Christus, puke upon your papal throne. Wrapped you are in the bloody shroud of churlish suicide. Wrapped I am in the muddy cloud of hellish genocide. Petulant child, I have suffered for you, where you have never known me. I too must die. Will you be shadowed in the arrogance of my death? Your valley truth, what lights past those pious heights? What passing bells for these in their trucks, for you, Lord? You are the flag bearer of these nations, one against the other that die in the mud. No piety, no deity. Is that your forgiveness? Saint, martyr, goat Billy, forgive? Shit, he forgives. He hangs upon his cross in self-righteous judgment, hangs in crucified delight, nailed to the extant of his vision, his cross, his manhood, his violence, guilt, sin. He would nail my body to his cross, as if I might have waited for him in the garden, as if I might have perfumed his body, washed those bloody feet. This woman that he seeks, suicide visionary, death reveler, rake rapist, grave digger, earth mover, life fucker, Yesu, you scooped the pits of Auschwitz. The soil of Treblinka is rich in your guilt, the sorrow of your tradition, your stupid humility is the crown of thorns we all must wear. For you, ha, master. Master of gore, enigma, stigma, stigmata, errata, eraser. The cross is the mast of your oppression. You fly their vain flag. You carry it, wear it on your back, Lord, your back. Enola is your gaiety. Suffer, little children, come to me. Suffer in that horror, hero, Hiroshima, simmer, hero, Hiroshima, the bodies are your delight, the incandescent flame is the spirit of it, they come to you, Yesu, to you, the nails are the only trinity, hold them to your corpsey gracelessness, the image that I have had to suffer, these nails at my temple, the cross is the virgin body of womanhood that you defile, in your guilt you turn your back, nailed to that body. Laymarsh Jesus calls me sister. There are no words for my contempt. Every woman is a cross in his filthy theology. He turns his back on me in his fear. His vain delight is the pain I bear. Alone he hangs. His choice, alone, alone, his voice, he shares nothing, this Christ. Sterile, impotent, fuck love, prophet of death, he is the ultimate pornography. He, hear us, Jesus. You sigh alone in your cock fear, you lie alone in your woman fear, you die alone in your man fear. Alone, Yesu, alone in your cock fear, cunt fear, woman fear, man fear. Alone in your fear, alone in your fear, your fear, your fear, war. Warfare, warfare. Jesus died for his own sins, not mine.
It thrills me It thrills me. We can build a nation inside a nation right where we are. The choice is yours. I'm not a joiner. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society or the Communist Party. But let's look at what's happened to the national morals since World War II. We lost the Vietnam War. The movies and the television are filled with characters I don't even want to know. Not in this line. The farmer's in trouble. The small businessman is in trouble. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Texas is still paying for John Kennedy's death, my friends.
It was love that killed John F. Kennedy. He should have never messed with me.
Oh, no, I know nothing, Your Honor. They want me to speak on 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace wants my body. I don't tell a soul. Well, they gave me so much money. What could I do?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now let's look at who's been running this country since World War II. They have some involvement in all of this. What is the link? What do cars have to do with books, you might ask? The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. You ever hear of them? Well, neither did I, until I noticed the chain of coincidence. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation? Well, guess. A CIA director. It's public knowledge. Do you run out of Kleenex, paper towels, and toilet paper at the same time? You know it's true.
It's all true.
Do you remember how Governor White campaigned to get the MCC here? Do you know what their goal is? Huh? Well, Elvis did. Huh? Robots, oh, they'd like that, wouldn't they? Yes, sir. Sleep, sleep. One and one is not equal to. No, sir. No, sir. Silicon Gulch, Silicon Prairie, Silicon Hills, Silicon Valley. You better wake up. It's late. It's late. Get right with me.
Pop Defect Radio.
David, in Minot, North Dakota.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, brother, we're doing blessed.
Steve, can you pray for a situation with my family? My wife and I were both Christians when we married 5 years ago. About a year ago, her mother passed away. And ever since then, she has been, I guess, blaming God for her mother's untimely passing.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, she quit going to church with me. And now she's saying things that make me wonder if she's even still a believer like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray for her. That's the first, very first thing to do, you know.
Yeah.
But it sure is, it's rough not having her support, you know, because I'm not a pastor, I'm a layperson, you know, but we have a Christian Brownfoot Club that we started up in Minot, and that's been really taking off, you know. And she hasn't been supportive of that at all. I'm kind of having to run the whole thing by myself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's been really difficult. I sure could use a shot in the arm tonight.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, all things, O God. All things, Father. All things work together for good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we believe you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For David's wife. We stand in the gap for her right now.
Her name is Joyce, Steve.
Father, her name is Joyce. I just told the Lord her name is Joyce, like he doesn't know.
Amen. You're so right.
Father, her name is Joyce. What she look like? No, just kidding.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, her name is Joyce.
Oh, thank you. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, get her, Lord. Get the woman named Joyce who lives with David.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Get her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for it.
You're back. I just took a real harsh bong hit and it's got me choked up.
This guy. He's an idiot.
Praise the Lord.
All right, praise the Lord.
Praise.
I'll tell you, people fool around with the Holy Ghost, you know. People fool around. I wouldn't want to fool around with the Holy Ghost. You know? Thank you, Lord. I just wouldn't want to fool around with the Holy Ghost. Because you know what? That thing which you say will cling to you and you'll be cursed.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Your prayers have been answered. Glory be, brothers and sisters. Glory be, brothers and sisters. While we're still listening to Pop Defect Radio, brothers and sisters. And you put your hands on the radio and you get your faith. Put your hands on the radio. Some of the other fine spiritual songs that we heard in that last hour of Pop Defect Radio was brought to us by the Brother Russell Ministries and Melba. Holy sweet Melba. A lot of fun in there with their phone calls. We also heard some other songs in there. Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Hail Satan by those wonderful young men. Millions of dead cops. Or multi-dead corporations. Or millions of damn Christians. From their album Shades of Brown on NRA Records. And we also heard from the Meat Men with Evil in League with Satan. We heard from some Delta 9 in there for possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio. Brothers and sisters, please send any and all music in care of Pop Defect Radio. P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's 95061. And we're hailing from the illegal satanic airwaves of Freak Radio Santa Cruz. That's 96.3 FM at www.microradio.net/FRSC. Blessed be. You can find this program as well as many other fine Blessed Be programs at www.radio4all. That's radio the number 4all.net. And brothers and sisters, we're going to bring this special service of Pop Defect Radio to a close with a very special, special song from the Blessed Brethren of Negative Land. And I am God. You are God. We are all God. Blessed be.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God.
Nonsensical.
We are all God.
Our God doesn't operate that way.
I am God. You are God.
Once more with feeling. If you had my way, I would be God Almighty and just let someone. wonderful.
You are God.
Fiery.
We are all God.
Judgment.
Free from matters. I am God.
Lucifer.
You are God.
Perish.
Free. We are all God.
Punish. Well, sweet.
Everywhere.
There are lots of gods. But the God of the Christian Bible is the only one.
Death is absolutely insane. I am God.
Until the end.
You are God.
From the beginning.
We are all God.
And he was the only one.
Everywhere. I am God.
And yet,
you are God.
Our people don't understand.
We are all God.
What you say.
I am God. You are God. We are all God. We are all God. And unless we are free of fear, peace, I am God. You are God. We are all God.
No cathedral, temple, or monastery.
I am God.
No donation.
You are God.
No solicitation.
We are all God.
No priest, rabbi, minister, or monk.
I am God.
No pension.
You are God.
Sermon.
We are all God.
Chant, costume, candle, or hymn. No picnic.
You are God.
Party.
We are all God.
Dance or bingo.
Yes.
No image, benign, bereaved, or crucified. No ordained saint or confirmed miracle. No literature but one book. And no God
yes.
But Allah.